slightly different start for this week's Half Hour of Hot Pipes, since I have a lot of music to cover. Hi, I'm Steve Ashley, and today my musical inspiration will be the big hits of 1956. That was The Green Door, which charted for Jim Lowe on both sides of the Atlantic, and which there was played by Bill Vlasic on the Wurlitzer of the Paramount Music Palace, Indianapolis, Indiana. In 1956, pianist Eddie Heywood composed Canadian Sunset, and the gentle foxtrot arrangement he played with the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra has been copied by a number of orchestras since. Rob Richards took a different approach with his rumba rhythm on the Wurlitzer of Organstop Pizza in Mesa, Arizona. Canadian Sunset, Rob Richards, who is now one of the house organists for Disney's El Capitan Theatre in Hollywood. In 1956, the rock and roll revolution was well underway, and part of that were those who emulated and developed the sound of the vocal groups of eras past. One such group with a souped-up doo-wop sound was Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, whose first big hit was Why Do Fools Fall in Love, co-written by Frankie with Morris Levy. During his time as one of the house organists at the Organ Grinder restaurant in Portland, Oregon, Don Feely recorded this arrangement for the patrons. Going back to the more conventional 1950s music, Ray Evans and Jay Livingston composed the score for the 1956 film The Man Who Knew Too Much, a thriller starring Doris Day and James Stewart. It seems odd now that Que Sera Sera was the sole title used in that thriller, kinda out of place perhaps, but it became the biggest selling song of that year.
Thank you.
Que Sera Sera, David Hegarty and the massive Part Pipe, mostly Walker Digital, Hurrah Symphonic Organ in a chapel in Hurricane, West Virginia, in 2006. The Platters single of My Prayer weighs in at number 15 overall for 1956, one position ahead of Frankie Lyman's Why Do Fools Fall in Love. The song originated in France in 1939, with the English lyrics added by Jimmy Kennedy of Harbour Lights fame. At the time, it was a hit for the Inkspots. This is Doreen Chadwick playing the Compton Christie Hybrid in Ossett Town Hall in 1994. Doreen Chadwick and My Prayer, released by Audicord in 1994. Going back to 1928, the Kurt Vile and Mark Blitzstein show Moritat introduced Mac the Knife, which became a favourite of such artists as Ella Fitzgerald and later Bobby Darin. But in 1956, it was the turn of Louis Armstrong to revive this evergreen. I have a number of theatre pipe versions, and one of my favourites is this. Vic Hammett and the Wurlitzer in the Dendy Theatre in the Melbourne suburb of Brighton. Thank you. In 1956, Frank Lesser composed the music for The Most Happy Fella, a story of a romance between an older man and a younger woman. The show was chock full of songs, but the only one to survive is Standing on the Corner, which was a perfect vehicle for the Mills Brothers and Dean Martin, but the most successful single came from the Four Lads. I have but one arrangement on theatre pipes, William Davies playing the Wurlitzer in the Granada, Kingston upon Thames. Thank you. The theme from the 1955 film Picnic, which was based on the 1934 song Moonglow, composed by Will Hudson, Eddie DeLange and Irving Mills for the review Blackbirds of 1934. That track was taped by Don Thompson on the Wurlitzer of the Nethercutt collection in Sylmar, California, for a CD released in 1989. I'm closing today's Hot Pipes with a piece of music that K-Star took to number one. In the UK it charted for 20 weeks and in the US for 25. It was K's first major success for the RCA Victor label after leaving Capitol Records. Again, I have just one version on Theatre Pipes, but it's a humdinger. This is George Wright and his Residence Hollywood Philharmonic Organ with the Rock and Roll Waltz. That's all for the music that set toes tapping in 1956. I hope that you'll join me again next week for music from 1957, played on the King of Instruments, the Theatre Pipe Organ. Until then, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.